News, I'm Ben Thomas. In suburban Detroit, the tornadoes killed a 2-year-old boy and injured his mother after a tree fell on their house. Meantime, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a windfall tax on profits of fossil fuel companies to help pay for the fight against global warming.
Climate change is the mother of all stealth taxes paid by everyday people and vulnerable countries and communities. Meanwhile, the godfathers of climate chaos, the fossil fuel industry, rake in record profits and feast off trillions in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
A rally for stocks.
Wall Street barreled to more all-time highs as its frenzy around artificial intelligence technology keeps sending stocks higher. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2%, beating the record high it set just 2 weeks ago. The Nasdaq Composite rallied even more, 2%, setting its own all-time high. The Dow, which has less of an emphasis on tech, lagged the market with a gain of 96 points. The rally sent the total market value of NVIDIA, which has become the poster child of the AI boom, above $3 trillion for the first time. NVIDIA joined Microsoft and Apple as the only U.S. stocks to be worth more than $3 trillion. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Vladimir Putin's warning Russia could provide long-range weapons to enable others to strike Western targets. It would be a response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to launch attacks on Russian territory. A U.S. senator and a Western official say Ukraine has used U.S. weapons in recent days to defend Kharkiv from attacks originating in Russia. And Charles Deledesma has the latest on the Israel-Hamas war.
The Israeli military says it started operational activity in two areas of central Gaza in a possible broadening of its months-long ground offensive against Hamas. The 8-month offensive has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger.
This is AP News. A hero's welcome in Normandy ahead of the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
In Colleville-sur-Mer, people cheered as veterans in their 90s and 100s were pushed in wheelchairs down the street.
Oh, everything is fine today for a 98-year-old.
Charlie Brookings, one of a dwindling number who fought in the war.
Thank you, sir. You're very well.
Some signed autographs. As those who lined the street not far from Normandy's revered shoreline gave their thanks to Ray Falk and other vets.
It was overwhelming.
The message from some veterans, don't forget what we did. America and its allies paid a giant price to keep the world free, and they felt the love today.
Everything and everybody is just marvelous.
Veteran Mel Jenner had to wipe his eyes.
Thank you.
I'm Sagar Megan.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.